It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic, and tonight we're getting ready to get into a different type of topic that we normally don't cover here, but we're going to go ahead and give it an attempt, and we want to get you guys involved. It's called Entertainment News, the good, the bad, the ugly. Let's get into it after we go to a prayer. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together collectively as a community, so we can express our voices, our thoughts, as it impacts this industry of music. Lord, we ask that it bless every ear and every mind that is tuned in and locked and loaded to the program. Lord, we are mindful that you are the one who has given us the gift, and we ask that you bless those accordingly for those who respect you for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, tonight we're talking about entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly, the things that impact our industry, such as I'm just going to just highlight a few cases that I'm familiar with, and hopefully we can get you guys involved and do it as well. We had Suge Knight. That was a shooting. One of those things that make you go, remember the Arsenio Hall thing? Where he would say, one of those things that make you, We had Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande on stage and their live performances. We had Nicki Minaj, I think she used a sample. I'm not sure if it was, the clearance was proper on it from what I hear. So those are just a few things that we're going to be highlighting tonight. Before we get into it, I'm going to get Raw Dog's take on how he feels about things. Raw Dog, what's happening, brother? How you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Poetic. Good evening, everyone. You know, hey, I feel like, you know, a gossiping woman when we start talking about these people's lives. You know, they're only human, and I guess that's one way to make people understand they are only human, and they just create art, music, they're in the entertainment world, but yet, you know, they're vulnerable to the aspects of the world, you know. So, hey, I think that, you know, it's a good point to bring out things just so we can talk about it, you know, so everybody feels good in their own skin, you know. Even though these people, we see them and the lights are bright and what have you, and, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, applauding them. When it comes right down to it, they're just like me and you. They're just human beings, and they're vulnerable to all the mishaps that happen to you and me. So, you know, I think this is a good subject. You brought up Nicki Minaj. Yeah. Well, you know, the story behind that is, they were rehearsing for the VMAs, and she's got that new song, Anaconda. And they had a snake. One of the singers, I guess, was the displayer of the snake during the performance, and evidently the snake bit her, you know, bit the singer, background singer. So that was the rumor there, you know. I mean, you lay down with snakes, and they'll bite you eventually, you know. And, yeah, Anaconda, that was a sample from Sir Mix-a-Lot, I Like Big Butts. They claim that it is the female answer to that song. But rumor has it, there's a lawsuit coming, you know, because he didn't actually give the permission to Nicki to do it. And this is not her first lawsuit from artists that things have been taken from and sampled and used in her music. So, you know, and Mix-a-Lot, his answer to that for artists or musicians or beat makers, as you might want to call it, said make sure you have your copyrights.
And play,
you know, that's what he that statement, and I guess he's got his.
Wow. You know, we talk about that a lot, the raw dog on, you know, sometimes in our business segment of the program, we talk about, you know, the copyright, making sure you go about getting the proper clearance, going through the Harry Fox agency and or trying to contact the publisher so you can get the permission to use the copyrights. And I'm just, don't get me wrong, like you said, it's in the rumor mill, but I'm so surprised that, you know, these are industry heads, man, and she's big time in the industry. It would be a shame to know if it's true, that she didn't seek proper copyright. And that's why, you know, we talk about this, is that so artists will be aware that, hey, if you're going to use a sample in a song, you're going to have to go about proper protocol in using that sample. Unless, other than that, it's going to be a lashback. And I mean, a lot of times that's kind of like what we're highlighting here on our show. We try to give it to them hands on from industry insiders that's experienced, who've had experiences and who have helped groom some of these players that we come to know in this industry. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the funny part about this is she sampled his voice in it. And he heard the song while he was appearing on someone's program. And they asked him what he thought about the song, and he said, she did a good job, you know. But the thing about it is that, you know, we talk about the industry and what have you, and we, you know, on yesterday's show we talked about the technology. And the thing about it is that, you know, hip-hop, as unfortunate as it is, you have to think about it was based on thievery of music in the beginning when it was early rap. You know, the turntables and what have you, that was already established music that was remixed. So it's following the same phase as it did in the beginning, but at this point technology has caught up with those that are using samples from other artists, and so that they can be pursued for financial gain, you know, in the end run of all of that. So, you know, I'm really kind of interested to see if the record goes anywhere. I remember talking to you about it, and you mentioned the video and what have you, and the display in the video. I personally didn't think much of it, but, you know, I did like...
I can't tell you I did, but I mean, I'm one of those guys who like big butts. So.
Uh-oh.
I know, but I knew that's a secret, man. I had to let it out. Now I feel a lot better.
Okay.
I've confessed it. It's over with. I've got that now.
But that just goes to show you what we talk about on the show as a good production and the shelf life of it. You know, and she used his music also in it, just with a little twist to it, you know, but it's still his music. You can hear it, you know, and so it's one of those type of situations that, you know, I think she's going to do financially well. I think Sir Mix-a-Lot is set for life, you know. And he didn't have anything to do with it other than having his copyrights in place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was told by my son that she did the song on the VMAs, but he didn't think much of it there. You know, when she's really performing, unless she's got a great venue that she's performing in, she sounds like crap.
Oh. Okay.
You know, she's got to have that big stage and that whole menagerie of everything. And when she doesn't, and she's just, you know, she's working with limited time and space, there's always something that is missing from her performance.
Uh-huh.
Plus, okay, she had a wardrobe malfunction.
Now, you say it's something missing from her performance. I mean, she's, don't get me wrong, she's kind of got known for her, you know, her, I guess, skimpy outfits.
Well, she had a black dress on. But if she had,
Nikki, she had
a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was having to hold the front of her dress together. It seems as though a zipper or something wasn't zipped and it became unzipped when she got on stage. And so she was limited in her movements and what have you because she was holding her dress together in the front.
Okay, now let's talk about this this snake biting, man. I wanted to know what was the outcome of that. Was there any any kind of coverage for the entertainer when they do that? I mean,
I can't speak on that because I'm not sure. But you know, when a snake bites you, what happens? If it's poisonous, you die. If it bites you, it hurts. You know, and from what I understand, an anaconda doesn't have poison, so I'm sure she was
a snake. It's a 6-foot boa constrictor, so it really, you know. But I'm just saying, even it was one of those things that's not expected. And I mean, I guess as the entertainer, I guess there's certain things that they're signing before they get on there. If any events or what you call it, they have to have their own coverage or something. I don't know.
They might have to write off on it and saying it's okay. You know, there's two ways to look at it. You can either say, well, hey, we want you to have a snake, so we're going to cover you medically if anything goes wrong. They signed that, or they could have said, hey, who wants the snake? And the person that raised their hand, they have a piece of paper that says, we're not responsible. It can go either way. You know? I mean, you got to look at it as, was it an opportunity or was it, you know, more for my paycheck? You know? I don't want to hold this doggone thing, but, you know, hey, since you say I have to, you're paying me more for this. You see what I'm saying? In other words, you know, I'm paying you to hold the snake, but, you know, you signed off here. We're not responsible if the snake, you know, bites you or what have you. Or, hey, we're going to buy you extra medical. We're not paying you anymore. And you raised your hand and volunteered. So you could, the camera would be on you more. See, it can work two ways. You know, the entertainment industry is kind of funny like that. You know, you would think that, you know, when people get hurt, when they're filming a film, that they would have the insurance coverage for that individual.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I'm sure that the venue had some kind of insurance for it, because usually you got to have a venue license and insurance for certain occasions. So it may have failed on them more than anything. So,
it probably didn't because, you know, they'd have them sign off. This is your act. You know,
sure.
That we cover so many things, but that's a prop. You see what I'm saying? That's just
I also hear that Taylor Swift responded, I ain't jumping off no ledge. You know, y'all can hold your arms up all you want to, but I ain't jumping off. She said, but people are getting bit by snakes. It's dangerous.
Well, hey, you know what?
I don't care if it's the VMAs. I'm not jumping off. People are getting bit by snakes. It's dangerous.
Well, see, there goes the whole point. See, I'm up in Washington State. We have no snakes. You're down in Florida. You got snakes. How come
you
don't
know? How you know?
How come you don't move from Florida because there's snakes and lizards and frogs and what have you? I've heard rumors. You know, and that's enough for me.
You're a
fact. Well, we laugh about it, but see, growing up and living in the Pacific Northwest, if I were to come and move to Florida, I'd be the guy that every day he came outside with a machete, because he's killing something. If it's crawling, if it's jumping, if it moves a little fast in the grass, it's over. See, and there's the mentality. Some people can endure, and it's okay. And some people just, it's the breaking point of being sane, okay? Because I don't care who I'm performing with, you can't talk to me about a snake. You can't get me to stand close to somebody that's got a snake. See, there's not enough money in the world. You know, it's a funny thing what people will
do.
Well,
now we know your fear. So I know personally.
I got a couple you're afraid of.
Come with a tame snake. So what you saying, my man? You going?
Well, you know that old saying. I'll bring a snake. I'll find a bear. Because I know your fears. Yes. Yeah, you asked me about that one day. You asked me about the Northwest Bears. You remember that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And look, can I tell you the truth? The rumor is true. That's why they have legalized marijuana up here. We have bears, big bears. So be prepared when you come to the Pacific Northwest to see a bear.
Do you really?
Yeah, from where I live, man, it's only 5 miles, and I can show you a bear.
Okay.
It'll be a zoo, but it'll be a bear.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, you know what? See, there's the thing about, you know, snakes and. Who was it? Ozzy Osbourne that bit the head off of a rat on stage? You know, that type of thing. Remember, Michael Jackson was doing the Pepsi commercial, and the pyrotechnics caught his hair on fire. And, you know, these things, you know, that was covered because that was their setting for their video.
Ozzy Osbourne did what?
He bit the head off of a rat, or was it a bat? One of the two. Yeah, I mean, and Alice Cooper did the same thing on stage. I mean, some bizarre stuff.
Did they arrest the man for insanity?
No, I mean, because...
They locked him up.
No. I think everybody was just too stoned in the crowd that it was like, wow. They didn't have video cameras back then on cell phones. That was in the age of, you had to be there, man. He did that. You know, I mean, seriously. You know, when you start to think about theatrics and, you know, things that people will do because they're getting paid to do that, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, the more the risk, the higher the pay, and there are people betting on the tragic outcome. You know, he's not going to make it. Oh, yeah, he's going to do it. You know, all those kind of things make it entertainment. Have you ever seen the show Funniest Videos?
Have I seen the show? Yeah, I've seen it before.
Yeah, you've never watched one show of Funniest Videos where people take videos of funny things that they have done or they're staging to show. And generally, the funny videos are those that don't complete what they were out to do, such as you know, jumping a bike over a house and missing and landing hard and having pain in their groin. Okay? I mean, all kinds of just weird stuff just to get that, what, 15 seconds or what is it, 15 minutes of fame? See, that's what it comes to. You know, when you think of music in a song, it's only, what, 4 minutes max, and they're trying to get their 15 minutes of fame, getting paid, and for the world to see it or the world to hear it. And you, and these people do a lot of things. That's like, you know, moving from Nicki and over to, you know, Usher. Now, Usher blew him away. As we know, he's getting older. His competition in dancing is Chris Brown, who is actually more fluid with his dancing than Usher is. You know, I think Usher is older than him by, oh, maybe 7 years, 8 years, one might. But Usher performed at the VMAs and became a musician on stage that wowed the people. He was playing bass guitar. So when you start to think about the expansion of longevity in this business industry, that was a good transition for him because he started when he was young and he danced his ass off. Now he's gotten older, and the bones may not be able to do that. Remember, Michael had to have a doctor and sedate him and what have you because of what it took away from him, his body, his legs, all of that it took to put on such an amazing show as Michael did. Usher is of the same mindset. He wants to do a tremendous performance when he's in front of the people. You know, and so by him playing bass with the band as he was singing, that was the showstopper. That was the, mouths open. Usher plays bass. He's got another dimension to himself. Wow. Who ever knew? See, cultivating his talent.
Was it good? I really didn't say it, but was it good?
Well, let's put it like this. With the technology of today, he was damn good.
Uh-huh.
Was it him? We can't say. It looked like it was him. But when he took the bass off, the bass never stopped. Now think of that one. Earth, okay. Wind, and Fire did it years before. They you know, we talked about yesterday, VST, the virtual studio technology. That technology can be applied on stage, you know, so that, you know, the keyboardist hits his first chord and the music starts.
Well,
you know,
how about that hologram stuff? That's part of the virtual technology, right?
Well, see, that's part of the visual. Now, see, you're talking about the aspects of the show, and, you know, Tupac, they had the hologram of him. But, see, that was previous performances that they could take that portion of and use the new technology to make the holograph on stage with his performance. Now, could that have been synced through the technology that we possess now in the visual part of the show? Yes. And the music, all they had to do is sync it up with the visual, and there you go. You know, I mean, we're living in a world of technology that, you know, you have to question what you see when the artists are performing, you know, because of the fact that they're spending gobs of money to be the original and different. You know, I mean, let's not fool ourselves. Let's not just say we go out and put on, you know, a clown outfit and what have you, and we think that that's going to get us with our pants sagging. You know, I think I was talking to someone that saw Common perform live and made the statement to me that they thought that, you know, compared to other acts, that he was flat in his performance. He didn't bring the new progressive Common. It just seemed like he hadn't progressed with his show being entertaining enough. It was just flat, you know, but it was Common, and he did his songs and what have you, but it just, people want energy. People want to be entertained. People want it to be an event, you know, because when you look at the price of tickets to go to see a lot of people, you know, live, you want them to bring it so that when it's over, you feel as though you got your money's worth.
Yeah, well, I tell you like this, brother. I feel like I be getting my money all the time. I got free access.
Well, see, that's unfair.
What?
That's not, that's okay, because yes, but no, because
wait,
that's because
wait, it is unfair. Oh,
it
they're
is
giving
unfair.
Me the concert. They're giving us the concert online with Yahoo.
Well, okay, but see, guess what now?
They're giving it to us.
Okay, but I understand that. But the only way that you're going to feel as though you got your money's worth or that the concert was over the top is that when you hear it online, you got to be pumping it through.
You get a visual of the whole concert.
Yeah, but see, the problem is that I understand what you're saying. I understand being able to see it, but you can't feel it. You know, you can only see what everyone else saw, whereas that's only one side of what you're supposed to get. See, now, if you paid your money to go see them, then you're being a true critic, because then you're going to say, I got my money's worth, or, hey, you know, I expected more. See,
what I can tell you like this, what I do, and this is the truth, what I appreciate about Yahoo Screen, is it allows you to get a good feel of a concert, what it would be like to actually, it gives you a virtual feel of what they do. But to me, a concert is not a concert unless you're really there in the midst of it, enjoying every aspect of it. I mean, yes, it gives you a peek inside, but it at least gives you an introduction of what kind of show to expect from this entertainer. And
okay,
then when they're in your town, you say, "Ooh, I'm going," because what I caught on Yahoo Screen was awesome.
But see now, here's something that you would feel that you got your money's worth in concerts like that if you had the screen and the sound system in your house. But see, you just can't listen to it over the speakers of the television. You've got to be able to.
So you're saying it's the right sound, the effects, all of
well,
so
see,
you
even,
hit,
well,
hit
see,
a sub and all of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and the funny part about it is that you're right. To watch a concert on Yahoo, and you can actually recreate the sound that if you had been there, that you would feel, you'd feel the thump, you'd hear the emotion. Because see, in surround, you have crowd noises coming from the back and the side, and then from the front, you have the artist performing. And see, you know, but that's an investment. See, and you just can't get off and do that on a minimal investment. you know, it's funny because you see when you go and you look at some of the cribs of artists and what have you, you'll notice that they have a theater room. And they've got speakers and speakers and what have you and amps pushing it and subs and what have you. That's an investment. But they're not missing and losing any part of the movie sound or the thump or the feeling or the scream that goes from left to right. They're not missing any of that. Whereas if you don't, if you're watching it on Yahoo and you don't have that set up, you can only take one point of it of what you see and not how it really sounded or the fullness of it or the emotion of it.
Now, for me now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I've got an opportunity to kind of peek at a few of them. It does, me personally, it does give me the peek, a visual peek. I ain't talking about just the sound, because I'm sure the sound quality is going to be a total different thing just being there live. However,
right,
sound is important, but I have to take in consideration on what I'm listening to it on. But I'm talking about the visual of what made me want to be there. To me, if I see a concert where the show lights, the energy in the crowd, you can see everybody, and they got the aspects of the video cameras from probably 5 to 10 different angles, and they're showing you everything that's kind of happening in the atmosphere, it makes you say, man, I got to go see such and such.
Well, see, there you go. See now.
Because that, to me, that right there, well, don't get me wrong, when I see, even though you said you didn't care for the Nicki Minaj, but when I see what I saw, the little peak that I did see with it, I'm okay with it. And
yeah, but see, you just said what you were going to see.
Yeah.
And you know what? Everybody heard it over the airwaves, so you kind of busted. Because you said as the camera pans left and right and the people enjoying it, there's where you feel as though that it is good. Man, you know what?
When I see the aspects of the what's happening there,
you're going to clean it up
show.
Now, right?
No, listen to me. I see a good quality show, and I see the highlights of the show lights and a good show light, a good presentation of the concert. I'm turned on by it.
You talked about the people left and right and having a good time.
Oh yeah, and that's very important.
No, it's not important to me. I could care less. I'm spending my money to be entertained by that person up front. So if nobody shows up but me, this is the way you have to look at it.
I got to say this to you. No.
If I spend my money. Everybody can stay home.
We need to
put
a break. We got to have a fight.
Wait a minute. If I spend my money, everybody else can stay home as far as I'm concerned. I am there to see the entertainer, the show, move me, give me that I was there and, hey, you brought it. Other people, that's just a distraction. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. See, there's the catch to it. I'm not a follower. I don't, you know, just because somebody else says, no. I spent my money. I want to know. I don't want to, you know, you can't impress me with a conversation. I got to know. And that's just what it is. And, you know, hey, that is when you know you got your money's worth or not. Because who was there in the building watching it with you that you might know or what have you? Man, hey, I could care less. I'm in my own zone. I'm in my zone to be entertained. Now, you know, okay. What they do, you know, that's like a room full of drunks, and guess what? They don't know nothing anyway. I often have said that, you know, I'm going to be entertained if I spend my money. My first question, did I get my money's worth, or do I feel cheated? Or would I have paid more if they asked it? James Brown was one of the people that, hey, when he came, you didn't mind paying whatever the cost was to be close. So you could see, instead of having the binoculars, you could see the sweat dripping off of him and the band doing their thing. You know, and he had greats with him. He had Bootsy. You know, he had Bobby Bird, you know. He had Maceo. You know, he had a whole bunch of, you know, of the greatest musicians in his band at different times. And so you got to realize that, you know, did I ever feel cheated when I saw James? No. No, not at all. So,
hey, Rondo, I do want to go to a break. We're going to come back in a few minutes. But before we go to the break, I want to tell you what we're going to talk about when we come back. I don't know if you're familiar with it or you heard about it. It was about Marlon Wayans, and I guess it was the dude, Cleveland Brown. But he's an actor that I guess was Marlon Brown. Marlon had produced this cartoon, and he was like as depicted as a character in there. And this character, it seems that he's not laughing about the animated character that was depicted. He said that this character was a way of Marlon cyberbullying him. I don't know if you're familiar with it. When we come back, let's talk about it, okay? You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic and Rondo. We're putting it down as entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us and stay tuned. Upload your MP3 at www.hiphopnational.com.
Ain't the one to be put in a category of house. Step on the scene, knock him down like dominoes. Ain't never had a strip and my fan base grows. I see them chicken heads showing off the body. I ain't doing none of that cause I'm a natural hottie. Getting deals left and right all the time. Major record labels, they be picking up on my rhymes. Musically inclined with my man by my side. Haters, they can talk but they ain't taking my pride. Pride possession in this worldwide music industry. Wear it on my shoulders, still walking restfully. Making millions off of scratchy monkeys sliding them beats. Hits turning by the mat, he's like hitting the street. Comatose taking over every radio station. All crowds turned it up, every race, every nation. Step on the scene, all my fans, they wanna shout. We're making money, stacking up what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going viral, taking over the nation. Step on the scene, all my fans, they wanna shout. We're making money, stacking up what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going viral, taking over the nation. So turn it up a notch. Ziggy in the hand and the other one a scotch. Turn off your brakes cause we coming undivided. Untie your dogs cause y'all know you wanna buy this. We coming up and I know you all be following. Looking at my stats, million fans they be hollering. Instant forgiveness, how we do it, ball away. Starting rights when we show, got the people in the craze. We know what you want and we know what you crave. In every nook and cranny, smashing like tsunami waves. We got the sound of an underground. Now I know you're telling people it's the best you ever found. I got your ears and I know you all be listening. Searching on the web, you see my photos, they be glistening. We got the swag and turn the vibe, ain't no surprise. Turn up my oven and watch my stacks of dough arise. Step on the scene, all my fans, they wanna shout. We're making money, stacking dough, what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going viral, taking over the nation. Step on the scene, all my fans, they wanna shout. We're making money, stacking dough, what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. queen of the nation. We're waking up the music, getting out of hibernation. Got the hottest sound blasting when you turn up all the stations. Seems like it's been a while since you're bumping something good. Got every candy painted Lolo jumping in the hood. When my sound hits your brain, then you spread the word. West Coast flavors traveling up to East Coast. That's how we get around anywhere we do the most. We're coming at ya, best believe we'll catch your eye. Taking up all your senses at the end, you'll wanna cry. We're stopping hunger, cause you know we got your flavor. Wanna step to this? We're coming 10 times braver. We got the mic, we the one you wanna be like. We at the top, everybody's got a long high. We are destructible, so come and join the team. If you all can handle this, you too can have it all. Realize your dreams. Step on the scene, all my fans they wanna shout. We're making money, stacking up what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going wild, taking over the nation. Step on the scene, all my fans they wanna shout. We're making money, stacking up what it's about. We're taking over all the radio stations. We're going wild, taking over the nation. Yeah, we're taking over the nation. Yeah. We're taking over the nation, yeah. We're taking over the nation, yeah. Yo, Asta! Bring it, Daddy!
Help me, I wanna get down and break loose. I'm out of these shoes, relax the bamboo.
I'm about to show these honeys how I do.
Okay.
You see this baby face, and yes, it makes the lady chase. And if you touch me, baby girl, I'm touching you.
Okay.
I'm too hot to touch, I'm popping bottles and such. And when these women compliment, I thank them very, very much. Newest kid on the block, I make it also very hot. Put the pedal to the metal all the way to the top. Cause my dreams I pursue, my music's brand new. And I didn't have to moonwalk across the floor, cause I flew.
Tune show, Cleveland Brown. Guy. And Marlon posted a picture of this actor, and he said that they look alike. And he posted the cartoon and the picture of the guy. Damn if they don't look alike. It's kind of a shame. Uh-oh, what has Poetic done? Uh-oh. And we're on the air. So now, you know, it seems as though Fearless Leader has dropped off. We were coming in with the subject of Marlon Wayans and what he did in putting a cartoon up of Cleveland Brown, and it's next to a picture of an actor. And Marlon declared that the cartoon and the actor looks like the cartoon character Cleveland Brown. Now, you know, I'm going to say this to you, and I'm not trying to be funny. And you know, the actor's name is Pierre Daniel, and he was in Haunted House 2 with Marlon. And the thing about it is the Cleveland Brown cartoon and this Pierre Daniel pictures are side by side. I think Marlon is right. I do see a similarity, and I'm not trying to be funny. But it seems as though that this actor, Pierre Daniel, is now trying to sue Marlon, calling it racial discrimination and harassment. Well, I think that everybody should run over to TMZ and look at these two pictures, because damned if he don't. I mean, even the ears are a little scrumply like the Cleveland Brown cartoon. Oh, Lord.
But if I I can see that over here. I see that they do have a similar comparison.
Yeah.
You know,
I
feel like he was wrong. He should never have posted, you know, the picture side by side. You know, that's something that he should never have done. But I can understand the sense of humor. But, you know, some people, they take things like that, you know, partly. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe he felt like,
you
know, maybe he felt like.
You know that? Because I do understand what you just said. You are a sweetheart. But I bet you if I took that Cleveland Brown picture, shaved its head off, and I put up Eddick's picture, you guys would say, uh-oh. But Poetic doesn't have a mustache like that. Doggone it. We give him another 5 years, and then maybe we can do it. Poetic, are you there? He dropped off the board. I don't know. I think he's having technical difficulties for some reason in this world. But, yeah, he's the one that brought up that Marlon Brown thing. You know, hey, tell me something. Did you watch the VMA awards?
Yes, I did.
Ah, so you saw the wardrobe malfunction that Nicki Minaj had.
I don't think I saw that. What was she wearing again?
A black dress. And she was holding it together in the front.
No, I don't remember, but Nicki Minaj always wears, you know, all sorts of weird outfits. You know, she's a trendsetter. But what about her?
Well, she had a wardrobe malfunction. The zipper came apart. And so she was holding together the outfit while she was on stage. And
God.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad she held it together. I don't think I would have wanted to see all that. It's just, you know, I think
isn't that what happened? I was just thinking of someone else.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're right. Janet Jackson. You remember the Super Bowl?
Janet Jackson.
Yeah, when she lost part of one breast out. I mean, you know, hey.
But, you know, I'm wondering maybe Marlon, maybe he did that so he can get some more attention. You know, some people like to make fun of people and things like that just to get attention. So I feel like that's what he was trying to do.
Well, you know what? Like I told you, if I shave the hair off of the Cleveland Brown cartoon and I posted Poetic's picture up there,
not
I'm glad
cool.
he's off the board right now.
I don't think Poetic would be happy.
Is he back? You're back. Oh, darn it.
Poetic, where were you?
Oh, it was a default.
He must have been laughing.
One of those things that,
one
of those things that I think Raw Dog did maliciously. And he just
not
up
not
on.
I.
Hey, hey, I'm not there. I'm not there. I don't know what's going on. actually, my tech, virtual technology failed me for a moment. So.
You did hear what I said about shaving the head off the cartoon and putting your picture up there. And
oh, yeah.
You know, I was just joking.
Yeah. At least cologne. I think he looks way better than that picture.
Hey, I knew he fell off the board, so I was getting that. That was just so he'd rush back so he could defend.
Yeah,
it.
I know.
You know, but the difference between if I did that to that cartoon and Poetic is Poetic's only 4'9", so the cartoon character would be taller than him.
Oh my god!
Oh,
this is really funny because I'm looking at it right now. I'm just like, wow, they really do look so identical. You know, except for the outfit that the man was wearing. The guy wearing a yellow T-shirt.
So did he, Marlon Wayans, do anything? Did he create the cartoon?
I'm trying to look.
No, he didn't.
It looks like he just grabbed a picture from somewhere and just, you know, put them side to side and posted it.
But
that wasn't cool.
Is that his argument?
You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. See, that's what. Well, okay, I'll let you guys talk for a moment. Let me get in there.
All right. I really actually think he must have smoked a good doobie and said, damn, he does look like Cleveland Brown. You know?
Let
I mean,
me post it.
I mean, you know.
Hey, the reason why that wait. Now, I hope you're clear, but the reason why you talking like that because y'all got that legalized stuff there, and that's why you talk like that.
Well, yeah, and in my younger days, I mean, you know, it would be like, damn, they do. He is. You know, it would be like the funniest thing in the world.
I mean, I'm looking at it, it's really funny. Like, it's really funny. But imagine how Cleveland must be feeling.
You mean the cartoon character?
Well, the guy that came.
The cartoon character must just be offended like a madman. Because the real dude is ugly. So I can see the cartoon Cleveland Brown just being
hey,
mad.
As a disclaimer to Hip Hop National, the viewpoints expressed sometime here on Hip Hop National is not necessarily the viewpoints of Hip Hop National.
Well, and you know what? The picture to the far right really looks like he's mad. Because the dude is sharing the spotlight. Cleveland looked like, hey, you know, he looked like he lives in the Pacific Northwest. His eyes is halfway open. Does that mean that's what it means? He's got that sleepy look. Ah, okay. Moving right along.
Well, now, what you trying to do, man? Well.
You know, it's ironic. You're the one that brought it up, but damn. They really do look alike. I can't help it. It is ironic. It's damn near like the cartoonist saw this guy one day walking down the street and went home and said, "This is going to be Cleveland Brown."
And I also see here that a lot of people made a comment and said that they really do look alike.
They really do.
It's
terrible, you know, but, you know, wow, they do. God bless. No.
Just in case others are not familiar with what you guys are looking at, it was a post on TMZ. And you know how TMZ do things, so we all took a peek at it, and the comparison here, I gotta say, guys, if all you have to do is look up TMZ Marlon Wayans, and lawsuit, and you're going to come up with what we see, and then you can form your own opinion. This is brought up opinion. Man.
But it do. It really do. Cleveland Brown ought to be suing Pierre Daniels. I mean... Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Save us, Father, forgive us. Because Poetic started
chubby.
It.
They're both chubby.
Hey, hey. Now, let's get off of him. Let's move on to this Suge Knight. I ain't no Smith, not talking to cops.
When we come back, because we do have to go take up a break in a few minutes, but let's get on this Suge Knight thing, because I want to cover Suge Knight. I also wanted to talk about that Nicki Minaj thing where you said that there's a... I got to be honest with you, I did my research. I did not find anything. So how about yourself? Were you able to look at anything on it? Because I've heard in the rumor mill, but I haven't seen actually the legalities behind it. So I wanted to know what maybe you have picked up in your research.
Okay, all right. Okay, take us to break and fix your phone and come on back.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We MP3 want to connect to it right here on Hip Hop National. Give time and airtime over it. What we can do is have to sing in your MP3 so we can connect with it. And, you know, we can highlight it at times. Right here on the program. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Y'all stay with us.
What's up, it's your boy David Verity, a.k.a. The Truth, and you're now rocking to the sounds of Hip Hop National Radio.
Said she never seen a Gina like me. She asked if I'm the one, and I said I might be. It depends on what you're looking for. I hope you like them street. If you don't like them street, then I hope you like a freak. Cause a freak is what I be. Baby, where we chillin' at? She asked me why I'm blowing money, cause I know I make it back.
Make it stack.
Hustle in my blood and I can't take it back. That's why I buy her things that she want and never take it back. She wonder how she ran into a super cat. Dirty like a Carfax, fresher than a laundromat. Ain't nothing changed, it's the same shit, different toilet trip. I can sex you 25 eight,
plus a Mary J.
I can freak you while I'm doing the 100 on interstate. Low key, but they know me on out of it. In the state, obviously, I'm just being who I know how to be. She asked if I'm the one,
well, I gotta be.
She said she never seen a demon like me. She asked if I'm the one, and I said I might be. It depends on what you're looking for, I hope you like them street. If you don't like them street, then I hope you like a freak. Cause a freak is what I be. Tell me if you feeling that. Tell me if you feeling that. Never mind your body talking to me, so I understand where you want me to stick it at. But first, let's have a drink, conversate. Tell me your fantasy, all your dirty secrets, and compare your ideal man to me. Don't hold back, let it all go. Don't control that. I heard you too hot to handle, shouted, but I can hold that. She finally met her match, no Pacquiao. Now I'ma beat that
yo.
Bow, bow, bow. She on another planet. Smart but can't read it. She better than she ever been. I got just what she needed. Now I'm a new breed. That's why she never seen it. She asked if I'm the one. You better believe it. She never seen anything like me. She asked if I'm the one, and I said I might be. It depends on what you're looking for. I hope you like them street. If you don't like them street, then I hope you like a freak. Cause a freak is what I be. Yeah.
Tell me if you feeling that. Never seen it like me, like me, like me.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to valderbeebeshow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call. Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes and more. So tune in now for your chance to win. To join us in our chat room, log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic, and tonight, guys, we talk about entertainment news, the good, the bad, the ugly. And before we went to the break, we wanted to come back and talk to you guys about sending your MP3 at Hip Hop National so we can highlight the program, your music, right here on our program. We do gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, all genres of music with a hip-hop twist. And the twist is we just want you to keep it clean so we can include
your music globally and expand your fan base as we expand ours. We want to connect with you, and we want to connect with your music and your audience as well. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Make sure you tune in every day of the week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday, we do a what we call the Ministry of Motivation with John Lowe. You want to be here at 4 o'clock p.m. So definitely connect with us right here on Hip Hop National Radio. All right, guys, we're back. Entertainment news, what we will talk about before we went to the break. We were talking about this Suge Knight event that what took place, what Suge Knight, I guess he had a little rendezvous with somebody out there and got shot. I don't know what was the case, what pointed the bullets in his direction, but he was injured, from what I understand. Raw Dog, what's your take? John Lowe, Ariel, I know all of you guys are on deck with me. I wanted to know what you guys have heard in the rumor mill, if you heard anything. Raw Dog, starting with you.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, you know, you get what you give, and if you want to be the biggest dog walking down the street, there's always going to be another dog coming at you. You know, and Suge Knight has always given that persona of he's the big dog. Well, they're always going to challenge him. So, you know, how can you walk among the people and you've already declared yourself better and the baddest of the people? Hey, you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. I mean, that's just the way I see his lifestyle. And karma is real. You know, what goes around comes around. So, you know, I can't say, you know, what started the situation. You know, it was at the Chris Brown VMA pre-party. You know, so I don't know. You know, I just know I couldn't ride with him. I couldn't walk down the street with him. I could probably talk to him on the phone and have a good time at that, but that's as close as I want to get to Suge Knight. You know, Tupac was with him, and Tupac, they killed him. You see what I'm saying? So I really don't know what's going on with Suge, but I just think that, you know, he needs to change his life or change how he's perceived by the people. What do you think?
Well, thing it is. Go ahead, Ari.
I'm sorry.
Got your thoughts?
I'm sorry. At first, I thought you were talking about Nicki Minaj, but you know, Suge Knight.
We're gonna get to that in a minute, but we want to talk about Suge.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But you know, Suge Knight. I see here that he was accused of killing Tupac, and you know. I guess they were a part of the gang, and he was a gang member. So, you know, they're still trying to figure out, you know, who killed, who's responsible for Tupac's murder. But, you know,
I'll be honest with you guys, I don't know. TMZ, I was just looking at something related to it. Cat Williams said Suge was not the target in this case. You know, he was kind of abstract in his delivery, what he was saying. He said, Suge probably know who shot him, but in this case, he wasn't the intended target in this thing. And people say that this is gang related, but, and this is, I'm just talking about what I saw, what Cat Williams said. If it's gang related, then you would see that it's gang related and gang activity. But in this case here, they say that this is what my man said. He said nobody knows who killed Tupac. Nobody. This is one of those nobody deals that nobody knows who did the shooting, and nobody knows who killed Tupac. Who nobody knows who killed MLK. Nobody knows who killed Malcolm X. So he said this is just another one of those nobody knows type of case.
Yeah, I agree.
John Lowe, What's your thoughts? I know you might not be privileged to the information you may have, but I'm just saying what you think about what we're talking about.
Well, I had seen something on. Hey, how y'all doing out there?
Hey,
hi.
Good. All right. The things right now, man. You know, they say that Chris Brown was the initial target. You know, I heard somebody say that, and I heard on the radio today that somebody say that Suge Knight wouldn't reply to the police officer about to say who we think that shot him. You know, he's not saying anything, so he's keeping quiet about the whole situation. I heard something on the radio today, but to me, the celebrity is about to be a joke now. Everything is a joke, and they used to just rap about this type of stuff, but now they're living it. Just like I seen something on Facebook with a 50 Cent and Weather. They got something going on and stuff. 50 Cent had a video on YouTube when he was talking with 50 Cent about something that They was talking about something that somebody picked him up or something like that, trying to turn him against him, and they was talking about some kind of woman, do he want her back, and all that kind of stuff. How much money did you spend on it? Like talking about something.
Yeah. I think I saw that. So it was a beef between Mayweather and him.
Well, Mayweather. Did you hear the challenge that 50 Cent threw out there to Mayweather?
Yeah.
He told him if he could read a book out loud to him, that it was like $500,000, $50,000 he would give. Because Mayweather went on a television show, and there was something that he was supposed to read, and he can barely read.
Now
I understand why he carries a sack full of money with him.
Yeah.
You know, he can't read.
I'm gonna need you to take over the board, because I got to, I'm on location, but I need you to take the board if you will.
Okay,
I'm here. Okay,
all right.
Yeah. So you know,
it just turns into the type of thing that, you know, that we start just thinking about. Does money mean that the people that are in possession of it are more intelligent than you or I? No, it's not. It's a point that you find that it's their skills, such as Mayweather, the boxer. You know, with all the money he's made, my question is why don't you hire a tutor? So that you will become a better reader, you know. So because at one time you're going to get tired of getting punched in the head. I mean, my favorite boxer, Muhammad Ali, God bless him, you know, was a very intelligent man.
David,
you know, and I there's
but
no,
can I ask you this, Rado?
What
is that a rumor or is that factual that my man can't read?
Fact.
He can't read that good. I mean, and because he went on 105.5, The Breakfast Club or something like that.
Right.
This guy had some auto that he was running, but he put it out there, and put Mayweather out there and let him know that he couldn't read whatever they wanted him to read, the commercial or whatever, and he couldn't read it that good. And like I said, he went and put him on the spot and. And that sounds, you know, about right. And, you know, like I say, so that's the thing about these young kids in that's in this music. They need to get a education. They need to stay in school and prepare themselves, because just in case they do not make it in the music industry, they will have something to fall back on.
Well, you got to even look at it, not only music, but he's a boxer. How many punches can you get to the head? You see what I'm saying? In other words, he's got a health risk, you know, and it would be to his advantage to educate himself so that retirement and he can invest his money in stable situations that's going to allow him to be comfortable for the rest of his life, not just now and a bag full of money and, you know, making it rain in the strip club or anything like that, you know, because you got to realize. Now, here's something that we, as people sitting back looking at their lives. Now, I remember that Mayweather had his house on MTV Cribs. They showed the inside of it. And damned, shortly after that, if he didn't get robbed and all his jewelry stolen. Now, was it because he didn't know how to get a combination safe? I mean, come on now. He couldn't remember the numbers. I don't know what led up to that. But he did get robbed, and it was millions of dollars worth of jewelry that they took out of his house.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start to think about it, what the heck?
Yeah, you're gonna have to invest your money into something, because, you know, just like all these these rappers, one day they millionaires, the next day they broke, and because they're not investing their money in something real strong in their life to help them to provide for their future. And like I say, it's crazy. So he's going to have to do something better or get some good people around him that's really going to look out. So, yeah. But everybody's out, got their hands out trying to, you know, to get something.
I got a question for you guys. I peeked at TMZ. And it said that Ludacris is really hurting financially. Do we believe that?
No. Ludacris can be. He can be, though, because Ludacris, you know, I don't know. Like, I haven't heard any songs from him yet. And, you know, we all download music through, you know, iTunes, or, you know, we can even play for free. So I don't really – I think that maybe – Ludacris could be financially, you know.
Well, now he's been in the Fast and Furious movie series.
But how long ago was that, though?
The last guy just died last year, or this year.
Okay.
So they had a movie that came out this year, but you know, it that was part of the rumor, you know. I don't know, you know. I would.
Yeah, but when you think about all the assets that he has to pay for, you know, his house and his car and all his, you know, assets, probably is not going to be enough.
You got a point there.
It takes money. It takes money to stay out there on top like that. A lot of money.
Well, okay. Now, let's take it off of Ludacris and let's go over here to Nick Cannon. Now,
I heard about Nick Cannon and Mariah.
I was just thinking about that. Nick
Cannon. Breaking up?
Yeah.
They breaking up?
That
sounds a little staticky.
Just
sounds staticky.
Nick Cannon and Mariah have formally announced they are split up.
What sounds staticky?
You were poetic.
Oh, Raw Dog, stop doing this thing.
Yeah. Raw Dog is not. See how. Take another one of your pills.
Oh, man, I got to take one for real.
Hey, wash it down with a little scotch.
Is it a little better now?
It is a little better. He gets excited. So, you know, when you're 4'9", you get a little excited. You know, you get under the power wires, and static is going to affect you. Close to the ground. You know how they go.
As long as we can hear him, you know.
So what's going on with this story? What happened, man, is it? I mean, do anybody have any insight to what's going on between I know at one time it was kind of hush-hush. They were sleeping apart. They hadn't been spending much time with one another. Out of speculation, was there infidelity involved, or is it just that they've grown apart over time?
I think the feeling is gone.
The feeling is gone.
Yeah, you know, because they're both consumed with their self. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know.
Do you think that because of there's an age difference, there might be a spark of interest difference because of the age difference?
Nah. Nope. I think, you know, okay. Now, we got to admit, Mariah Carey, she's fine as wine. But.
All day.
She's a
All
handful.
Day.
She's a handful.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? You know what, Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey, I remember I was watching Wild 'N Out, and I saw Mariah Carey coming out, and she was basically saying, you know, I can, you know, stop all this show right here and stuff like that. And then I didn't know what was going on, but that was like that was the beginning of the show. So maybe there was something going on between both of them. Maybe she felt like he's not spending time with her. You know.
Well, you know what? She's a handful. I mean, yes. Seriously, she's a diva. She's a handful.
Yes, she is.
She's been catered to by men since she got breasts. Okay.
But they do have twins together. I mean, they do have children together. So, you know, they're going to somehow try to make it together. But I do feel like they got married a little too spontaneously. Maybe they should have waited. But I feel like they just married each other for, you know, appearances wise. I remember Nick Cannon said that he would love to marry Mariah Carey. That was his celebrity crush.
So would Poetic, so would John Lewis, so would Raw Dog. In the quickness, she said yes, it would be so quick, heads would spin. But once you got married, then the reality sets in.
Yeah.
You've got this big old mansion and what have you. You've got this female that has money, but she's worthless.
Who's worth?
She's got money. But she's worthless.
Worthless what?
Mariah Carey's not worthless. We're talking
about money in the bank already.
But why is she worthless, though?
Man, listen. Take it from Raw Dog. I don't care how much money you got. Hey, you want a companion. You want somebody that's got a brain.
I wonder if they're having good sex.
You know.
Don't get me wrong. It seems to me. And when I'm looking at the two, that she wanted to spend more time with him.
No,
it wasn't her. So that wasn't the case.
Listen. Let me explain something to you. See, the catch to this whole thing is you saw what they wanted you to see.
Oh, okay.
But in the same aspect, before they got married, she was on television, and she went to some resort. A couple of her girlfriends and what have you. And she was eating fruit and drinking and what have you. And they were talking about the requirements that when she does a performance, what has to be in the green room that, you know, before she goes on, what she has to have and this and that and the other. The woman is a demanding individual. You know, now I'm going to say this to you. You got a woman, I got a woman. Hey, they're demanding. Okay? Now, if our women had as much money as Mariah has, they'd be so bad we wouldn't know how to act.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I couldn't be on the show tonight, neither could you.
I think.
Okay?
Yeah. I do see her. They are apart. You know, they said their main focus is their kids, you know, just like I thought. But it seems like they have marriage problems, and they have to be apart. You know, I haven't really seen anything going on with Mariah Carey. So, you know, maybe it's the marriage and the children that has, you know, made her a little less active than she should. It made her just want to stay home. You know, but Nick Cannon is still doing his thing, so.
Well, you know what? Now, here's something else. It could be the curse of the Real Husbands of Hollywood. Now, Kevin Hart is single. Robin Thicke is now single. Now,
wow.
Nick Cannon
what is going
coming
on?
Up single. Now, who's left? Boris and the guy that's married to, well, what is her name? That she used to be on Martin.
Tisha Campbell.
Yeah, that, her husband. So there's two that are married and three that are now single. You know, I'm going to say this to you. Now, I'm going to be honest, as a male, making money and what have you, I want to call the shots. I then want a companion that I can.
But they both make the money.
No, but that's where the problem is. You can't have a companion when both are out there doing big things like Nick and Mariah are doing.
Okay, let's switch it. Just switch gears for a second. And then, look, we're going to be mindful that we are going to the music in a few minutes. But I want to say this. How about Jay-Z and Beyonce? They having a little of that, the rumble in the marriage.
I ain't seen it.
You know? But that's what they say. It's interesting to rumor mill big time.
And I read somewhere that Jay-Z and Beyonce, what did it say here? It says, I saw that. It was, you really off the charts with that. When you, everybody.
I'm not off the charts. Yeah. I'm not off the charts. It's just in the rumor mill. So, look, guys, how about this? Let's start doing this once a week or at least twice, you know, during the, what you call it. So we need to highlight these things because this is worth talking about. I enjoy tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the good, the bad, the ugly. We got to face it. I love it. We're going to do that right here on Hip Hop National. What you guys think about that? Let's go away from the celebrities. Let's talk about what we can do here as a program so we can include, you know, the gossip of America.
He's just like an old woman. You like gossip.
I'm feeling it, brother. I'm feeling it.
Dang, man.
Well, I tell you. We start gossiping, and, you know, people are going to catch on.
And you're going to see TMZ. You're going to see TMZ. Hey, that could be.
You're going to see TMZ post their comment. And they listen in.
Hey. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Now, I'm going to tell you.
And then we'll be famous. It's a good thing.
But wait a minute now. I got to say one thing. Beyonce did steal the VMA awards with her performance. The girl had
her performance
the last 20 minutes
good.
Of the show. I'm going to say this. I've heard her better. But to close down that show, she did it, and she had total control. And when Jay-Z and Blue Ivy came on stage, I will say one thing. Jay-Z did lean over to kiss her first. She kissed Blue Ivy, and then she kissed Jay-Z. So,
wow. Something looks like
yeah, but, I mean, don't get me wrong. That's not nothing big. That's her child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, I mean, you didn't take
that's
like
not that. That's the unity between them both. That's the bond.
You didn't take psychology in college.
I honestly don't think anything is going on with them because, you know, remember Jay-Z did admit to cheating, and Beyonce said that she cheated. You know, and
Beyonce
said
she cheated?
Yeah, Beyonce. I heard a rumor that Beyonce did cheat.
Ooh. Who was the
you know, if you hear one of Jay-Z's rap songs,
you heard
know,
a rumor.
He said,
you heard a rumor on that? Hey, I
yeah, that was a long time ago.
Was the guy's name Poetic?
No, but believe me,
it was
Poetic. Poetic might be telling.
They're throwing Poetic under the bus. No, I heard of that in one of Jay-Z's rap. You know, he did say something about cheating, and he said, you know, how he cheated before, you know, Beyonce, because Beyonce had cheated. Because Beyonce, he said, like, how Beyonce never liked him from the very beginning, you know, wasn't so attracted to him. And then later on, you know.
You do like, look like the camel, the camel in the cigarette commercial.
Hey, guys, this is the Hip Hop National Radio. Sometimes the points, the viewpoints.
So I honestly, I really believe that.
The viewpoints of Hip Hop National, but sometimes for the guests and the co-host and host. I
know, but for real, I really believe that. I really think that Beyonce was not attracted to Jay-Z in the very beginning.
Well, he is kind of hard to look at.
You know, I feel like Jay-Z was running under her, like trying to get her. I'm just telling you the truth.
You know what? You know why Poetic is laughing? Because Jay-Z is hard to look at. It tickles him to no extent that, hey, that as a music producer, and this is Hip Hop Dash, you know, that I have compared him to the camel cigarette thing. You know, that Poetic is just going nuts behind the board going, why he bad?
What if they posted a picture of the cartoon beside Jay-Z? Jay-Z would be so mad.
Somebody would get left out.
You know what? It was done one time before. And also, Snoop Dogg picture posted up side of a Doberman Pinscher. A dog, he favored the dog.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
I'm just trying to tell you, the profile is in there. You know, a lot of what we see is airbrushed and stuff. So, you know, hey, I hate to say it, but, you know, hey, without all that money, Jay-Z would have a hard time with the women.
Hey, they say Muff makes you look good, though.
but he is really good. Oh, sorry, I can't really hit on him.
But I think he's got a good heart, and I think he's got a, you know, I think.
But Beyonce and Jay-Z's always together on a video, on a music video.
Well, believe
like,
not,
don't
I
like,
don't
together.
Care. I don't care what the dude look like at all. I like them as a couple. I respect them as a couple. I hope and wish. I didn't think that they were there together superficially. And I got to be honest with you, I thought it was, like, genuinely love.
Yeah.
What about Lil Kim and Kanye?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she kissed somebody the other day. She kissed her brother.
You're talking about Kim Kardashian, not Lil Kim.
Oh, sorry. So Lil Kim. I must have been thinking about when he said the breast that showed her.
We know she wasn't talking about Lil Kim. Lil Kim looked like a little mom.
Oh, Kim.
The Blue Point Express often.
Oh, God.
It's a raw dog.
No, but have you seen all the plastic surgery she's had?
All right.
I like
Lil
Kim.
She's just a little monster looking. She used to be gorgeous, man, and now all of a sudden she's got this plastic face.
Yeah, all that surgery, man. They be trying to reserve their youth and stuff like that. And that surgery ain't necessarily their friend.
Yeah, and their money.
So, who do you like better, Lil Kim or Nicki Minaj?
I like them both for who they are. I tell you the truth. I had to go accustomed even to Lil Kim. Because me personally, I don't sway to some of the hardcoreness that they reach out to.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me answer that one. I can give her the actual truth. You just buttered up. let me tell
here
you.
Here it goes, Rodolph.
Okay, let's just say tomorrow they both go bankrupt. Which one would I want?
Okay.
Neither one.
Kim.
They can't fry a pork chop. They worthless.
But Kim is legendary, though.
Yeah, but they worthless. I mean, really, they're both worthless. I mean,
I don't know what to say about this dude. He's off the chain. Hey, y'all, that's Rodolph. That's me.
The one, the only. Tell it like it is.
Oh my God.
No, but hey,
they're gonna try to find you, Rodolph.
John, I see John trying to be off in the cut. John, we want you up in the trouble too, man.
but check this out. Nicki without the money, Lil' Kim without the money, It's a little cold outside. You got a can of Spam and you got eggs and what have you. I doubt they know how to make a Spam eggs omelet. You know, they worthless. They're doing their nails and putting on their wigs and their makeup, and there's no camera. I used to be with a woman like that, but she could cook. Now, that was her
I
benefit.
I know, Nicki Minaj
okay,
is getting kind of annoying with the wig.
All right, guys. Raw Dog, yeah. You know what time it is. Let's go ahead and address this. Guys, we don't want to overwhelm them with too much of what's to come, but I tell y'all like this, I enjoyed tonight's topic. I hope you guys did as well. We need to integrate this definitely in the shows going for the future. Celebrity news, the good, the bad, the ugly. For all those who want to get their music highlighted on the program, definitely send your music in to www.hiphopnational.com. We want to connect with your music today. That's www.hiphopnational.com. We play all genres of music. That's hip-hop, pop, R&B, gospel, and we do it all. All we ask that you do is clean it up, so we're hip-hop with a twist. All right, guys. Rodolph, Dr. Yeah. AT, take it away.
Okay. Hey, and God bless everybody. And, hey, this was a fun night. But remember this. If she can't cook red beans and rice, she worthless.
Jump and the flyers out, let the people see. I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. Ray T. What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio in the Mix with Dr. Ray T. I'm your host, Dr. Ray T. This is Dr. Ray T.
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
This is Dr. Ray T.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house to make noise.
This is Dr. Ray T.
Word you heard, put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see I'm back in the house to make noise. Yeah, you know what this about. Spread the word you heard.
This is Dr. Ray T.
See me step in the room with the rock star swag.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush.
All you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. And the next song is gonna be by
Dungeon Jones, and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that wanna hug me, five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 24/7 whenever they wanna love me. Each one of them wish they had all me, but they know they can't, so they call me hashtag player, hashtag player.
I got two up in NY, they both like to get high. One red bone, one chocolate, and both of them so fly. Keep them on the lineup, it's all splitting time up. They do whatever I want, these coolers don't sign up. Well-known player, they all spending paper. I love them, they leave, I won't say some. Replacing me is easy, they say they need me. I get them and whip them, that's pimping, believe me.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell them about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the deck. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? Slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. Why I fly southwest, with each place up the room, the man that you see. get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Next song I deck, Gonna Get Down.
Nowadays, people can get pretty picky searching for that special one. But as long as you're here to get down, so I stepped up in the building, and the whole place looked hopeless. Even too boring for the rodents and roaches. The whole room was silent with a musty odor, like the Gangnam Style guy having a dusty shoulder. So I brushed it off and I walked in to see all of these fellas that were talking. But the ladies looking jaded and they're yawning, so I had a sharp grin when I got in. Then so quick I had focus towards the low sense who knows this. I was looking at her too. She came through and forgot about her new. Says I made a move. She was feeling awkward, feeling without a clue. But then she felt like getting closer when feeling the groove. With eye contact, I was lost. And this one track said it all.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all dry, but something don't sound, it's looking around.
I don't care if you like sipping on a little guava. And I don't care if you like chilling in a sick Impala. See, I don't care if you like dipping in a bit of Prada. I don't gotta do the Fanata, that's the Kuna Matata. Yup, and you should do the same as me. Hop up on your feet, while you're sitting great and patiently. Acting so ecstatic, but you're waiting cause you came to leave. Let me show you what you came to see. Just one good night we should sight. Make it feel like we live in that good life. As long as you just wanna have a good time, then we kick up all night and it'll be alright. Forget the style of your hairdress, stay for this and that, because honestly I could care less. Not looking for the one that wanna watch, I'm looking for the one to set it off.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all dry, but something don't sound, it's looking around.
Out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and hell, you're like the sun shining forth from a biting storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, ever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in the celestial blue, to ever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we've ever plunged. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is Stitches, Cross the Finish Line.
Listen. listen to that heartbeat. See the finish line is there. All you gotta do is reach. Consider this your graduation day. Press C. Watch me.
From the bottom we rise.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on. These clouds arouse my desire for life.
Yeah,
I did. Just add some spice. Taking the storms, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you, yeah. Say me,
yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom,
yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind,
yeah.
Behind to bless through stress,
yeah.
With this prophecy,
yeah.
I prophesy,
yeah.
Ignorance is kind,
yeah.
Inviting us with a smile,
yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward,
yeah.
Turn, then unwind,
yeah.
2 steps,
yeah.
With each breath I breathe,
yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of a supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
Make sure the thief of time,
yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control, your soul,
yeah.
Our Lord shall console,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Straight and narrow, not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel,
yeah.
Steady through the universe,
yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity,
yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less,
yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality, yes Lord,
yeah.
We are all human beings, yeah,
yeah.
We are human beings, come on,
yeah.
Because together we will achieve,
yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality, yes Lord, we all,
yeah.
We all human beings,
yeah.
4 and 6 get 10,
yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn,
yeah.
Our fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads,
yeah.
Blessed to be,
yeah,
yeah. Equality,
yeah.
Yes Lord, we all
hey guys.
Human.